Yes.
Yeah, let's get to it. New Jersey.
So we left right away from
there? No, we left last night because he had a client that he had to meet with.
Okay, so you had other reason to be up here.
Yeah, well, after this, we're going to go visit my cousins.
Okay, good. So thank you
for having us.
I think there's two of those there. You can wallpaper your bathroom with them. So, Reg, you're saying, I didn't see anybody, and you have an idea, right?
Correct.
So tell me, first of all, 2 seconds on who you guys are. Like, what's your background? Who, you know, how do you come to this?
Well, I'm, I went to school for audio engineering, and that's how I was introduced to Pro Tools, but I've been a musician my whole life.
What do you play?
Everything. Guitar, piano.
Exactly.
Everything you could think of. I mean, I'm a jack of all trades in that respect, but a master of none. And basically, the way this came about, I mean, have you had a chance to?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the way this came about, you know, years ago I was in a band also as a singer, and I had to practice this one scale, and I couldn't find a way to make it happen. I went searching all over the place, where can I find these vocal drills? And I couldn't find it, so I made it myself in Pro Tools, put it to a drum beat, burned it to a CD, drove around in my car and sang along, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do, faster, 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 and it absolutely helped me. And I was thinking to myself, well, there's a million and one more ways to expand on that. And that was the beginning. That was the inception of the concept. And 8 years ago, I actually developed this, but I developed it strictly as audio. These were audio drills on CD at different tempos that you would put in a CD player and put on repeat. So you picture a guitar player and just over and over again. That didn't go as far as I would have liked because it was so sterile and because it was not...
It was just the drum.
Right, okay. And it was not interactive. Pete comes along, he's, you know, my oldest and dearest friend.
Yeah, we grew up together.
In New Jersey.
I am not a musician.
Me neither, by the way.
I love music.
Of course.
I love music. I've always been into it. Kind of caused him to be into music in a way. And so I hear a lot, but I don't know a lot. He can probably explain it better, but he came to me with this CD years ago. I said, dude, I got this product, it's cool. At the time, I'm a personal trainer by trade, strength coach, personal trainer. At the time, I don't know if you know who Lucy Woodward is. She's a singer.
No.
She sings jazz, blues, vibe. I was training her at the time when he had this CD, and I actually brought it to her, and I said, would you use that years ago? She took it home. She's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I can see the value in it.
Yeah. And that was when it was just a CD that you would just loop and put on repeat. And, you know, Pete comes along, he's like, Aaron, you know, I just found out that they had this interface for iPhone and iPad where you can now plug your guitar directly in. I'm like, holy crap. And now this is a portable thing. Now we can make this into an interactive software resource for iPhone, iPad, Android, RTOS, virtual instrument.
Great. So, and you said you're kind of the business guy in this.
Right, that's
I'm
with the deal.
I'm an idea person.
Good.
I'm always spinning out, as my wife said, what idea number is this? You know, like.
I love the good. That's cool.
It just kind of. Well, I basically was. I don't know what made me think of it. It's just my brain's constantly moving. Mm-hmm. And I was screwing around on iTunes. And I saw something like the iShred iShred is it's a mobile app for that works with the Griffin guitar.
The Griffin interface, yeah.
So and I thought this would be perfect for scales and rhythm. Because every musician has an iPhone, an iPad, or a Mac.
That's a great idea. Guys, I like that idea.
You do?
Yeah. So you're kind of doing that, you're kind of collaborating on
What it comes down to is I'm a musician. I'm not a businessman. I have a lot of incredible ideas, but I'm totally nervous in situations like these. He's the...
Don't be nervous with me. There's a lot of things. So just so I get, for a living,
I'm a composer. I'm a composer.
And you're both in New Jersey. Okay,
yeah.
So I like the, again, I'm not a musician.
Right.
But intuitively, I think it's a really cool idea. Have you done some searching to see if there's anything out there right
nothing.
Now?
Nothing. Nothing even remotely.
And what do you actually have? Do you have something?
That's the problem.
You just have the CDs. You don't have the...
Yeah, but that's the CDs are garbage.
But the tech, yeah, because you got to... Because, A, you want to bring in other instruments, as right, I understand it, right? So give me the 5 minute on the idea, okay, and then tell me what... So specific to the what you want to do with the app.
Okay.
And then give me 5 minutes on what your thing with Avid might be or how we can help you.
Okay. The concept is called Scales and Rhythm for a reason. And the reason is because scales, which are you familiar with what scales are? Okay, so scales and rhythm are the absolute foundations of all music across all genres since the dawn of time. And with scales, it's an absolute necessity that every musician master them, not just for tonal reasons, not just to be in key and sound good and for guitar players to solo, but also because of actual physical dexterity. If you think of a guitar player over and over again, that's how they get fast. That's essential. But until now, you've really been confined to practicing to a click track or a metronome.
That's it.
Right. My contention is you combine these scales and all these and their subsequent modes with actual drum beats of all different genres and styles, salsa, reggae, jazz, in different time signatures as well. Reason being, the tempo defines the skill level. If the tempo is slower, it's easier. Right? As it gets faster, it's harder. But more importantly than that, every musician has to prepare for encountering different drummers of different styles throughout their musical life. Okay? So now they're practicing their scales with a salsa beat, a jazz beat, a metal beat, a rock beat. You're taking away the metronome. That's so boring, right? And that keeps it fun. The tempo keeps it challenging, no matter what skill level you're at. And the idea is you're familiarizing yourself with pitch recognition, ear training, harmony, while also learning timing and cross-genre performance. It gets deeper because the technology that's available now wasn't available 8 years ago when I first did this. Now, we can do this for every instrument, whether you can plug it in or not, through, are you familiar with autotune?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so through pitch recognition technology, if you're a violinist and you need to practice your scales, why not have the same algorithm that can hear your pitch when you're singing and tell you that your note's off and then correct you? That same pitch recognition can take a violinist who previously could never plug in, actually hear your notes. It hears that it's an A, right? And if you're hitting the wrong note, this program will tell you. It will tell you how far off you are, and it will also, visually, and it will also tell you your attack. It knows.
Got it. So, timing. I got it. Okay. So I get the concept.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys think about who would be like, and the idea is that this would be an app.
Well, it's more than an app. It's software, app, and RTOP, virtual instrument.
Yeah. So you'd want to package it up.
And that was one of the reasons why Avid. I know Pro Tools through him. Yeah. I've seen him use it. We've worked on a couple things together. And I know how much he loves it. So when we started, that wasn't a kissy up.
It's
like no, but it's true because it's the only thing he uses, and I even know about it. If I know about it, it's because he told me about it. So when I first came to him with the idea, and I said, you know, it could be an app, and I was like, you know, it could be more than an app. It could be a piece of software that then integrates with a mobile app. Because whoever has that Mac with Pro Tools on it also has an iPhone. They probably have an iPad.
So you'd have it be more of a workstation-based product that's integrated to the thing, and then an app might be remote.
Not so much remote. I'm thinking about musicians, like all musicians need to practice, no matter what skill level, right? Why not be able to practice right on your iPhone on a tour bus at your grandma's house, right?
Yeah.
And this is something that I kind of get the impression, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Avid, from my understanding, has yet to get into the iPhone, Android app market.
True. And we're working with them right now on something around Sibelius. So we're trying to get Sibelius Scorch version on app. That's, you know,
right.
Confidential. But And we're, you know, it's a long journey.
Right. I totally understand.
But we will. And you're right. It has to be. We have a couple of applications that are, but I think the whole question is huge, and it's a huge opportunity.
We also feel like another thing that, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, Avid focuses on creation of media, sharing of media.
Performing of media.
Performing of media, but I have not yet seen anything from Avid for building the musician from scratch.
It's an interesting thing. So if we could just get into that, because we're short on time, and we can brainstorm how you guys are thinking about your business and how we might. There's two areas that are interesting to me. One is because we're really thinking about education. Mm-hmm. And the education market's hugely important to us because we talk in there, and you may have heard us talk about the next generation of media professionals, right? Of guys like you who want to make a living with their craft, and we want them to be thinking about Avid when they're in school. So we, you know, drop the prices of our software, so, you know, $5,000 product in the market you can get for $295 media composer or Pro Tools, and if you're a student studying this stuff.
Right.
So this to me has some implications to that, I think, if I'm understanding it right. But also to, you know, that becomes sort of the other play here, and I'm wondering if you guys have thought about this, is, you know, Sibelius distributes to all these composers. I mean, Sibelius is targeted at composers, but tons of connection to education in the process. Actually, in Sibelius, we go down to the high schools. Right?
Oh, okay.
And all of this, it feels like it's not just about the pro trying to get better and better, but these kids who want to learn. So one question I have is, who do you think, I know everybody in the world, but who buys it first? Have you thought about who your target is in terms of the...
I have. My thinking is, anybody who's ever bought a guitar, anyone who has ever had an instrument and they have an interest in getting better at their craft.
Or singer,
right? That's the other thing. That's very quickly, I want to touch on that.
Yeah.
The same pitch recognition technology that allows a violinist to now use this, also a singer. Yeah. Now, a singer for the first time can go, and it's going to know.
Yeah, that's not a market we, as you know, other than they're in and around it and they hang out with the guys who are doing the music. That hasn't been a place where we have tons of access or brand, but
this
could be an opportunity.
So we're looking to get in... Not just with, you know, I've just bought my first guitar and I'm 12 years old. We're looking again with, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever.
But for us, the kids in college who want to do this for a living, right, who are studying at, you name the whatever, or maybe, to your point, the kids who are at home, it depends, you know, the music versus, you know, audio. I think that sounds like it's the target. I'm on a path to be a professional and I want to get better.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yep.
But our thought was, if we can get that 14-year-old kid who's playing whatever into Avid,
Avid.
Well, and that's where I think the crossover is. So I think it's a really cool idea. I mean, again, I'm not a guest, as I read the package, which is well done, guys.
Thank you.
I think it's a really cool idea. So the question is, what is your proposal to me. So I get the business. What would you do?
Our ultimate goal, our ideal situation, we've gone to, I can't even tell you how many developers.
Like technology developers?
Yeah, like iPhone, with, you know, have them sign the NDA, you know, we're looking to develop this.
Apple, have you had them look at it? When you say developers,
like,
you mean app developers?
Yes.
Yeah, app
developers,
like Frontier Designs. Okay. Frontier Designs makes iShred. So we said, let's see it.
And what did they say?
They said we can't do it. This is above and beyond our scope.
It's too hard?
It's too hard because we're talking about implementing existing technology like pitch recognition, MIDI, time compression, expansion. In order for this to work the way it's been described, you need to implement these pre-existing algorithms. It's so audio intensive that your average iPhone or Android developer
can't touch it.
All right. And that's why I was on my last legs when I contacted you.
So what would happen if I said okay? What would happen? Would you license it to us, the idea, or would we hire you guys? I mean, I'm trying to understand. Or were you going to start a business and you want to have a distribution channel?
It originally started with, let's get someone to we'll get estimates, we'll see if we can develop the app, bring it out, and start to talk to people, maybe license it.
Let me put it to you this way, okay? I'm not going to, any situation is better than what we have now, but ideally,
We don't have a poker face.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Let me tell you what our best case scenario is. Our best case scenario is that we license it to you, or you buy the concept from us. Our next best case scenario is we develop it in conjunction, and we work together on building and manufacturing.
So I think it's a really interesting idea, guys. I do. Here's the challenge from our standpoint. One is we look at our engineering backlog and we're fully loaded.
Right.
For like infinitum on just what we can see in front of us, and then 18 months, right? It's just after 18 months, and we do have long-term projects, though. So this would either have to be. What's interesting to us, though, is what I like about this idea is, you know, we're looking for a leverage, which is, you know, having somebody bring an idea to us and say, you know, our issue is bandwidth, right? Because probably in our strength, although if we were to go to the next step, we'd have to have somebody who really knows what the hell we're talking about,
right.
And that is not me. I mean, I instinctively, it fits at the strategic level. I don't know how hard it would be,
right?
If the guys came back and said, it's 100 million development hours, and
right.
You know, for whatever. But it shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I can't imagine it would.
You don't know either. So you haven't done any of this.
No,
because everybody we talk to is it's
too hard.
Too far.
Well, I'll put it to you this way.
But not because it can't be done, but just because of who.
Who they are.
Well, let me put it to you like this. I'm familiar with what DigiDesign puts out.
There is no DigiDesign.
Oh, that's right. It's
Avid now.
I'm familiar now with what Avid. Okay, so Avid. You guys make virtual instruments.
Yeah, we do.
At the end of the day, this is a virtual instrument. So it's. There's nobody who I could think of who this is more suited for.
So here's what I would say.
Yes.
You know, I mean, here's what I would say. I think, I know exactly the person who should look at this.
Okay.
The product manager who should look at this. He's in Daly City. If you wanted to sign an NDA, I'm sure he would. I mean, we're not going to steal your idea. It's a great idea. We're not going to steal your idea. But you decide,
I mean,
you know.
We talked to you. You know about it. You sign the NDA.
And it's okay if you don't want, but what I would suggest we do is before we go much further, have him look at it and say, this is something, A, that's interesting, and B, that we could actually do, and it wouldn't be that hard to do, and it could be a cool space for us, right? An ideal situation is it's not that hard, and we can get out there, and we don't have to have an assumption on revenue that's a gajillion dollars,
right?
I mean, because that's where it gets tricky, right? If the assumption is we got to sell billions of these. If it's, you know, $100,000 development effort, we put it on, you know, it sort of becomes. We are also very focused on the retail business. In my place, this is a place we could, and that market is high turnover, you know,
mm-hmm.
because this is, we leverage Pro Tools, but this is an MI place. To me, this is Guitar Center land, right?
Absolutely.
And that's where this is going to hang out, and they are interested in our assortment, right? For them, having shelf space at Guitar Center or even Best Buy is a really big deal.
Sure.
So it also might go. So I think that's where this would target. So this is that's the guy I would have to talk to,
mm-hmm.
and I'd say, you know, I'll call him and say, look, these guys are real; they're interested. I don't know what it would look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we might say, you know, I have no idea what we would say. I'm not aware of any other time. We sometimes we buy stuff. You know, that's one transaction. We could license it. The idea, almost like you had a patent on it, which you know might work, and
which it might be patentable.
Right, it might be patentable, and we would tell you that go patent it, although that's expensive, right? So, so we might say for 3 years we'll give you 5 cents on the whatever or the price, and we'll sort of license it, see where you go. Or you might say, this is so cool, don't do it, and I'll come back for distribution rights with you guys, right? I'll go build it because I can now see it, and I'll come back and you guys can put it through your thing, package it up. Because we're doing more and more of that. We just did a solution where we bundled somebody else's thing with our thing and put a package together that was well-suited, particularly in this market. They love bundles, right? The home studio guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful add-on.
Is this a Best Buy bundle?
Because
I've seen
home
those.
Home studio bundle, and this
the
would be
audio.
Perfect. Right?
Yeah.
You just throw that in there, right? Practice your scales, right?
Or even distribute it with Gibson.
Like it could be a Sibelius.
What about partnering with Gibson guitars? They have beginner guitar packages.
Yeah, every single one.
Yeah, and that,
there's a million.
So the point is, I think, let's start with, a conversation with a slightly more informed party to say, this is cool and makes sense, it's something we should pursue.
Absolutely.
Right? or not, and I can't promise anything, but we at least have a meeting. I'll have him reach for you and set up a conference call. My preference is that we hold the NDA with me, because I don't like having
that's
these guys
no,
be, you know,
I understand
you're
that.
You're going to sue somebody, sue me. We won't sue.
No, yeah. We just, you know, it was more of just
I get it.
Business.
I respect
and
it totally.
You signed
good
it, so that's
you.
Good enough.
Good for you, by the way. I think thank it's good.
I was nervous to ask you to sign it, though.
It's okay. It's good business discipline. But frankly, personally, I love what you're doing. I love your energy. I love the fact that you're entrepreneurial and you have an idea you feel passionate about and you won't let it die. So let's go see.
Awesome.
All right? Sound good?
Wonderful, yeah.
So this is what I need. I need you to... We got 5 more minutes. Do I have all your email? Oh, you and I are Facebook guys, so I need your email. Do you have cards?
I do.
Okay,
I have
6 cents. You can get business cards and print them on.
I am the
as
worst.
Gotta do it. And then all of a sudden...
I have like a million of my
I'll
business.
Just correspond with you, all right? And you can get... And so what I'm going to do is do a three-way, I'm not going to send this to him, I'm going to have you send it, but I'll do a three-way introduction on email and ask him to follow up and get an hour-long call where you guys can walk him through this.
Okay.
He's a crit. So I'll first I want to make sure that the guy I'm thinking about is the right guy. He's a product manager, so he understands engineering. Mm-hmm. He does all of our, the guy I'm thinking of does all the instrument stuff. So,
wonderful.
He did 11 Rap, which is one of my He's awesome. When they did 11 Rap, which is one of my favorite products, we all have our favorites. Although I say, I love all my children, I love all our products, but this one just hit me really deeply, and I also love the color.
Right.
So we were, if you remember when we launched
I've always wanted one of those.
When we launched it, we couldn't get them.
Yeah, I know.
So one was broken, and so they didn't want to send me the real 11 Rap because they couldn't afford it. They had to sell it, which is fine with me. But they had one broken, so they sent me the Face Away, which I love. So that's the team that works on this stuff. So that could be a good place for us to start. We'll see what happens.
Sure.
So you guys, you're in music, and you're a trainer. Good for you. You have your own business. Cool, cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think this could be fun.
I went to school for audio engineering at the Conservatory of Recording Arts in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, fantastic.
And the reason I chose that school was because they offered a Pro Tools certification.
Yeah. How do you like that 9 announcement?
Oh, changed my life. Standalone.
You know, a lot of people have said that.
It was a long time coming, and
That's awesome.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you, I've been using Pro Tools every day since I was 14. I'm now 32 years old. So I live, eat, breathe, Avid, everything.
Do you know what's interesting about that? I've done a lot of technology work in my time, but I've never met customers who, because so much of your craft is in
everything
in our product, and when we were screwing it up, people were really frustrated because it's not like
there were a lot of compatibility
issues.
It's
like right here, right? It's where you live. When it's good, it's unbelievably fun because everybody gets very excited.
Sure.
And that's the joy of working with customers like you is that it matters, right? And I can tell you that when we started 3 years ago, there was a lot of stuff to fix, but we're getting there. And it is great when it's going well. But if it wasn't going well, I've never been yelled at by so many
for me to know about Pro Tools.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because of him, we worked on a couple of things together, like random projects for things, and he would just sit at his Pro Tools, and you know, he would show me like this is what you do. So I know about it just from him. And
how's
just,
your business? How's your training business?
Good. I do. I work in Manhattan 3 days a week, training just at a financial management firm. They have a gym in house, and then I also have my own thing where I do boot camps classes, like group classes.
Oh yeah, good.
Like 5 minutes from my house.
So I have 2 student athletes. My son he's drafted by the NHL.
Cool.
He plays for Boston College hockey. He's got a full scholarship. He's going to be, and my daughter's a lacrosse player.
I'm actually training a hockey player, 16-year-old hockey player right now.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I have student athletes, or athlete scholars, I should say. That's the order of the president.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll tell you, the relationship, that business is really, they've been working with a guy who also works with the Patriots, and it's a really complicated business, and the relationship, I'll tell you what, though, like, he stays in touch with them all season, and when Bill had a couple of big games that were on TV, and, you know, it's a deep relationship.
Yeah.
The good news is people stay with their trainers for a long time.
I trained two amateur mixed martial arts guys.
Oh, awesome.
And I got to go to the show.
Did you?
So while they're fighting, I'm freaking out.
Well, it's true.
I'm in
it's
the, I was in
it's
the
like
corner.
You, right? It's the same relationship that you had for Pro Tools.
I was,
that's
like,
the
in the
thing.
Corner, and, you know, like, the hockey player, he had, like, this high-level tryout that... He's like, he's 16, these kids are like 18,
wow.
And it was a travel team, and he's like, they kept me on the ice. I did awesome. Like, but he was just too young.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the fact that he was there was huge. So I'm like texting him. I'm like, how did it go? What's going on? What's happening? He's like, still on the ice. Freaking out.
I have to say, that's cool. I mean, that's what it's all about. I think, like anything, like that, what we were talking about with Pro Tools, the customer relationship is where, what it's all about. But I swear, with Brian, who's the guy who goes to my kids, he's as excited as they are when they have success. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. Just like we feel about when we see, when our customers get win Grammys or get, you know, it's
yeah, kind of course.
Even like my client, like my one client, she broke 80 pound loss, 80
wow.
pounds in a little over a year. So just when she came in and she was like, I'm down, like, 80 was the next goal. And she's like, I'm down 80. I was like, finally. You know, I think it was more relief for me than
it was
for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of like it represents all your ideals that you're putting into this person.
Yeah.
And then it comes through and you're like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, truly. That's how we feel when we tried to fix Abbott. I mean, the Pro Tools 9 announcement, Abbott was announced, that here is from Daniel, but when the Pro Tools 9 announcement, that's exactly how we did when we opened it up. So, as Aaron said, you know, not having to have a lot of business, blah, blah, blah. And customers were very clear we needed to do it. And it was the right thing to do for a million reasons. But when it hit the market, it was so hot. Same thing. We felt like, oh, good, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
After 30 years of managing and thinking, I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. It's all right there.
Surely I mean what I say.
And then right then you get an email, this doesn't work.
Oh, damn.
And the delay compensation now changed my life. And listen, off topic, kind of off topic, I want to thank you because a few months back when I was having the technical issues, I contacted you as a Hail Mary, and you were so accessible and cool. And
Thank you.
And I mean, I know you're a company officer, and I know that you're busy, but for you to take
we're
the time.
We're so not. Gary and I are so not. But our cool credentials are increasing as
right.
we sort of support what
That's
you guys
it.
Want, right? But
right.
thank you. You know what?
It meant a lot,
thank
honestly.
You, thank you. Well, one customer at a time, Aaron. But this is cool. I'm loving this, personally loving it, because I love what you guys are doing. I love your energy. So I will do what I can.
Wonderful.
Get this next thing set up in the next week or two. Get a conference call, and then I'll follow up and we'll figure it out.
Perfect.
Okay? So awesome.
Thank you
very,
very
in.
Much.
I'm really glad you came in. It's
yeah.
not the thing.
No, yeah.
I'm way cool.
Thank you very, very much.
Cool, and keep training those kids, huh?
Right.
Changing their lives.
So hold on a second.
This is go take a picture and throw all this.
Yeah.